Okay, well, we just thank God again for Minister Sandy Patterson, and we're just praying that God will just speak through it. I know there is a word. All you that are on the line tonight, we need to have our expectations coming from the Lord. There is a word, and I know that she's going to be praying for those special ones that we have called out. Not only that, all those that are, you that are on the line, and God knows our names that are on our prayer list. We don't need to call them all, but God knows each one of us name by name. So at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Sandy Patterson to, she can begin ministering as God directs her. God bless you.
Well, good evening, everyone. I want to give honor to God. I give honor to Lady B. I give honor to Pastor Bolden. And I certainly want to give honor to my pastor, Pastor Diane Liggins. I won't be long tonight. I just want to give you what the Lord gave me. And I will be reading from Psalms 29, and I want to read verse 11. Psalms 29, verse 11. And the word of the Lord reads, "The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The word the Lord will give his, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." I just want to speak briefly on the subject, strength and peace in the midst of chaos. Strength and peace in the midst of chaos. There is no doubt that we are all experience chaos. Chaos is all around us. This season that we're in, it is like a movie. If we can just look back over 2020, it seems as though it's a year like no other. New Year's Eve, 2019, everyone was boldly proclaiming 2020 to be a year of 2020 vision. But in all actuality, No one wanted to see what we saw last year. We stepped into 2021, and if we can be honest, it is now January 20th. Excuse me, the enemy has been fighting me, but the devil is a liar. We stepped into 2021, and if we can be honest, here it is, January 20th. And it seems like last year problems is now present in this year. And you know what I feel is, though, every time I look at the television, every time I pick up the phone, it is always bad news. It feels like the enemy is always on our trail. It feels like it, though, that it's always something present, always heavy. But what I know that the Lord spoke to me last night, I know what the Lord said. The Lord said that he's sending peace and strength to his people in the midst of every chaotic situation. Tonight, the Lord is sending peace and strength. The Lord said to me to tell everyone on the line tonight, it does not matter what situation you find yourself in. All I want you to know is that God is sending peace and strength your way. In this season of your life, what I want you to know is that it's vital that you have a prayer life. In this season, you will not make it without a prayer life. You cannot make it without a prayer life. Who could I run to in this season when it seems as though everyone is having the same problem? It seems as though everywhere that you look, everyone is dealing with the same thing. But what I'm grateful to know is that I can go to a God that knows all and he sees all. He knows my end before my beginning. What I love about God is he's been there all the time. When we've been dealing with everything, all of last year's pain, God has been right there all along. He has never left us. And you know what? He's brought us through last year, and we're here in January. Even though we've been through everything that we've been through, God has never left us. And what the word of the Lord is tonight is, I'm sending strength and peace to my people. I'm sending strength and peace to my people. We've been dealing with things from civil unrest to governmental issues to COVID to not being able to be in the sanctuary for almost a year. It could cause one to shake their head. But what I love about what God is doing now is he's saying, I see it all. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you strength for the journey. I cannot tell you that I know when all of this is going to end, because I don't. I don't know when it's going to end. I don't know when God is going to change the situation. But what I know is, and through all of the chaos, God is going to give you strength. Through all of the chaos, he's going to give you peace. And what the Lord wants me to minister to you tonight is, I know, because even before I got on the line, I had to minister to someone on this, because there's been such warfare. There's been warfare in the mind. There's so much torment in the mind. The enemy has been playing with tricks in the mind, because of all the things that are going on. There's created so much torment, will cause a person to want to give up, will cause a person to want to throw in the towel. But you know what? When I came here to let someone to know tonight that God is going to give you peace right where you are, and we bind the hand of the enemy tonight, and we cause every bit of warfare to cease, and God is going to give you peace right where you are. And you, this here is what I want to share with you right now. And this, everybody that know me, they know I do not speak and say God said unless he really says it. And I know without a shadow of doubt this is what God is saying. God spoke to me and he said there are some that will be on the line tonight, and they have experienced loss of loved one. And he told me to minister specifically in that area. And he told me to minister to someone on the line tonight to tell you that even though you've lost that loved one, and the pain is great, and the pain is unbearable, the pain will cause you to stay up at night. I don't know who this is. The pain will cause you to stay up at night, and you've even cried yourself to sleep. And the enemy will have you so that you have started taking pills, and the pills are not even working. The pills is not even doing what it's supposed to do. And now you don't even know what to do. And the Lord will have me to tell you tonight that he's going to give you peace that surpasses all understanding. You're trying to figure it out, and you're trying to give it up. You're trying to do this and trying to go there, but the Lord would have you to know that he's going to give you peace right where you are. He's going to give you peace. And you know what? It's the loss of a son. That's who it is. It's a son. You've lost a son. You lost a son, and you're trying to figure it out. You're trying to figure it out, and you're wondering now how you're going to do this thing, how you're going to make it without your son, and how you're going to make it without your son. Well, God was going to want you to know tonight that he's going to be your peace. He is your rock. He is your rock. He is your rock. He is your rock. You've been trying to figure it out how you're going to make it. Well, the Lord will have me to tell you, you will make it. You will survive. You will survive. You will make it. And there is another person on the line that you've been trying to distract your grief by being busy. You're trying to keep busy. You're trying to make yourself busy by staying busy. But the Lord says, no more distractions. No more distractions. No more distractions. Stop trying to keep yourself busy by trying to block out the pain. But the Lord said he's going to give you peace in that area tonight. The Lord said he's sending strength and peace to his people tonight on the line. Every person on the line that is dealing with an issue of pain in your body, in your body, weakness in your body, the Lord will have you to know tonight that he's sending strength to your body, weakness in your body, where you feel as though that you cannot get out of bed in the morning. He will send strength to your body, and you have lack of energy, and you cannot make it throughout the day. The Lord will send strength to your body. Oh my God, he'll send strength to your body. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Hosea, he's sending strength to your body. Hallelujah. He's sending now warring angels on your behalf. For there is a person person that in your workplace, there is a person in your workplace, that there has been some chaos in your workplace, but the Lord is sending peace even in your workplace. The Lord is sending peace in your workplace. Hallelujah. You've been trying now, wondering, should you quit or should you find or should you stay? But the Lord will have you to know, stay there. God, stay there. He's going to work it out even in your workplace. He's going to work that situation out on your behalf. He's going to work it out on your behalf. Hallelujah. He's going to send peace even in your workplace. Thus saith the Lord thy God, stay there. God, he's going to work it out on your behalf. And there is someone on the line that has a fear of COVID. I mean, it's a trembling fear of COVID, that you don't even want to leave your house. But this is what the Lord said, fear not, for I am your God. Fear not, for I am your God. I will uphold you with my powerful right hand. Hallelujah. You even scared to go to the grocery store. You want to send somebody to get your stuff. But what the Lord is saying to you tonight, that I'll give you strength, that I'll give you peace in your mind. We come tonight to battle every tormenting spirit that will cause his people to be in torment, to be in chains of bondage. What I know the Lord is doing tonight, he's going to free every person on this line. He's going to free every person from the crown of their heads down to the soles of their feet. Every person on this line, under the sound of my voice, for the Lord thy God, he's coming now with the sword now to cut off every chain of bondage. Every listener under the sound of my voice, now he's coming now with power, God, now to give you strength and peace. I know now that I heard the Lord. My assignment tonight is to exhort the people of God and to share with you and to tell you that you've been in this low place long enough. You've been in this place of fear. You've been in this place of panic. You've been in this place of what's next long enough. And my job is to let you know that God is still God. And as long as he is on the throne, you have nothing to fear. Fear of what's in the government, what's going on in the government. God, when the government is in the hands of God, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. It's in the hands of God. I come tonight now to let you know that God now is even sending peace now to that person that is fearful now, that's fearful of their husband, that abusive husband, yeah, now, God, that abusive husband, that abusive husband, that husband that lays his hands on you, hallelujah, now, God, oh, God, now, Bokoshianda, Hosea, that abusive husband, hallelujah, now, God, this anointing that I feel, this anointing, so let it flow from this phone into that house, that chaotic house. I speak peace in that house. I speak peace in that house. Even as I'm praying, oh God, let that house now be filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray now, God, that you have your way, oh God. Let your hand be at work in the name of Jesus. Oh God, now, God, even as I'm praying, oh God, I pray now, God, that your hand be at work in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost of the living God, fall fresh on us. I don't know, Hosea, fall fresh on us now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you now that you would touch your hands, touch the hand of your people. God, I pray, God, whatever we put our hands to do in this season, God, let it be blessed, God. God, I pray now, every listener on the sound of my voice, God, I pray for shield of protection in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Lord. I pray now, God. God, now, God, that you would, God, keep us, and we shall be kept by Soya, even while we're out, God. I pray, God, that you keep us, and we shall be kept by Shianda Hosea. Keep us, God, and we shall be kept, oh God. Father, I pray now, in the name of Jesus, that your hand be at work. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you now, that you're sending peace, God. You're sending peace, God, in the midst of chaos. You're sending peace. You're sending strength, God. Strength to that person that feel like giving up. Strength now. Strength even as I'm praying. Strength to that person that's sitting in their living room. Strength to that person that's sitting in that chair. Strength to that person, oh God, that's driving home, God. I pray now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you now, God, begin to move. God, I pray, God, that you move, God, on the behalf of the sick, God. Every prayer request, oh God. God, you know them name by name. God, you know what it is that they're going through. God, I pray, God, now for healing. If it be your will, oh God, I pray for healing, God. If it be your will, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you're able. There's nothing too hard for you. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Oh God, oh God, you're able to heal. You're able to heal. Nothing is too hard for you. You are the healer, Yanda Hosea. You are the healer. We call you Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer. Hallelujah, Father God. In the Bible days, hallelujah, you healed the sick, God. Father, in the Bible days, there was a woman that came and got healing from your garment. Father, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, we ask you now. Jesus, we ask you now. Let your healing virtue flow now. Even while we're praying. Even while we're praying, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, if there's someone under the sound of my voice that needs to be healed, God, we release healing now. We release breakthrough now. We release breakthrough now. Healing, God, heal the mind. Peace in the mind. Peace from grief now, God. Peace from grief now, God. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. We call on you tonight, God. Jesus, Jesus. Let revival break out tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. There's no God like you, God. Jehovah, now, God, we call you. There's no one like you tonight. There's no one like you, God. Father, we love you tonight, God. Hallelujah. We give your name the praise. We give your name the praise. I thank you now that you're releasing now on the behalf of your people spiritual blessings, oh God, that even while they're going through in the government that we will not see it. Hallelujah, oh God, for the people that know their God. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah, God. You always cause us to triumph, oh God. You always cause us to triumph. Oh God, we call you tonight. God, we ask you now, God, that your presence be revealed. Let your presence be known tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we seek your face, oh God. We seek your face, oh God. Father, we expect results. We expect results, oh God. We expect results, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We're not praying to be seen, God, but we're praying, God, and we're asking you, God. We're asking you, God, to show up, God, on the behalf of your people. God, we cry out for America, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. We cry out for America. Hallelujah. Take us back, oh God. I saw you. Take us back, oh God. Take us back, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Take us back, oh God. Hallelujah. Take us back, oh God. Take us back. hour. No one knows the way. Lead us in this hour. No one knows the way, oh God, but show us which way to go. Show us which way to turn. Show us which way to go. No one knows but you, oh God. Reveal to us which way to go. Father, I pray now, even while I'm praying, touch every pastor, oh God. Touch Pastor Bolden. I know she, I know, so yeah. From the crown of his head, I say, from the soles of his feet, lead in this hour, oh God. Touch Lady B in this hour. Lead in this hour, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I even pray for strength for her. In this hour, oh God. In this hour, give her strength. In this hour, give her strength, oh God. God, I pray, God, that you give her a heart's desire. Hallelujah. Yes, God, a prayer request that she has before you. I pray, God, that you grant it unto her, even as she prays to you early in the morning. I'm calling out unto you, asking you, oh God, to show yourself. I pray, God, that you show yourself mighty and strong unto her. Show yourself mighty and strong unto her. Hallelujah. Help her, oh God. Help her, oh my soul, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I lift up my pastor before you. I ask you now, God, for strength. In the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to have your way. In the name of Jesus. And I'm sure you. Hallelujah, for your glory and your honor. Father, I ask you now, God, that you would have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, God, for your glory and your honor, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. God, I thank you now. God, I thank you now. God, I thank you now. And God, I don't know why you place her before me, but God, I pray for Renata. I pray, God, that you touch her. And I'm going to show you. I pray, God, that you bless her. I'm going to show you. I pray, God, that you strengthen her. I pray, God, that you touch her. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Messiah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you that you will show yourself mighty and strong in this hour. Show us, oh God. Hallelujah. Show us, oh God. Don't let us leave the same. Let us get off of this call different. Let us get off of this call different, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let us get off of this call different, oh God. Let us get off different, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, pour out.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. You're so good. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to your name, oh God. Oh God, we praise you, Lord. We worship you, God. We thank you for the answer, oh God. We thank you. We thank you for strength tonight. We thank you for peace tonight. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, God. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for a fresh anointing tonight. We thank you for a fresh word tonight. We thank you, God. We feel the anointing, God. We feel your power tonight, God. We thank you for being real. We thank you, Lord, God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, God.
God, we praise you, Lord. We thank you for sending strength to your people, God. We thank you for the peace of God. Holy Ghost, have your way in this life. Have your way on this line tonight. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now. We receive the answer. We receive the peace of God. We receive your strength tonight, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. Lord, we love you tonight. Lord, we love you tonight. We bless you. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, God. We thank you for showering down blessings tonight. Glory to your name. God, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for all our needs are met. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We thank you for your powerful word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. We certainly want to thank God, hallelujah, for Minister Sandy Patterson. Thank you, Minister Patterson. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for letting go and letting God. Thank you for being in the place to hear a word from God. Thank you for just giving what God says. And we receive that word. We receive the strength that he's sending us. We receive the peace of God that passes all understanding, that keeps our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We thank you. What an anointing. You are such an anointed young vessel of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing God to use you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We pray that God will continue to bless you and continue to elevate you and strengthen you. Glory to God. And one of the things that you said tonight and that we receive it, I know I do. I receive it. You said in order to make it in this season, in this life, in so many words, we have got to have a prayer life, because if you don't have a prayer life, we won't be able to stand. You must know that you know that you know that God is on your side. Amen. And we receive that tonight. Thank you for ministering. What a powerful, powerful word on tonight. And we love you, and we continue to pray for you. We continue to pray all of the people that are on this line. What an anointing we experience tonight. Praise God. Praise God, and God knows exactly what we need. God knew exactly who would be on this line. God knew exactly who he's speaking to. All we have to do is receive what thus saith the Lord and give God the praise. Amen. Amen. So again, I just want to thank you, Minister Sandy Patterson. Thank you for being on this line, and I praise God for you and your family, your church family, and I thank God for all the people that are on the line tonight. And may I encourage you that you've been blessed on this line. And every week that we come on, every Wednesday at 7:30, listen, invite someone to come on this line with you. Invite someone to receive a blessing like you and I just got tonight. Bring someone else on the line that they may receive what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Make it your business to look and find. There's someone in your near. You don't have to look far. Invite them to come. There is a word. There's a prayer. And there's a word that they receive. So I want to thank you all for being here on the line tonight. May you continue to be blessed. And as I always say, look to the hills from which comes your help. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. So God bless you, and may heaven continue to smile upon you. Love on someone. Give someone a blessing. Bless someone. Do it on purpose, and you will be blessed. So until next week, I say God bless you, and good night. Amen.
Good night. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Minister P from the Minister P. And they pray, they be called Minister P.
She was the one that declared that she's from Delvin.
Yeah, but they call Miss Bowden from the Minister P.
Minister
B. B. Oh, B. Okay. I misunderstood this. I thought it was the Minister P. Okay.
Yo, he stole the car. Do you know that? Yo, you know that?
Huh?
But then you know that?
What?
You stole the car?
Huh?
You're still on the call?